In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Wherewith shall a young man correct his way? By keeping thy words. So goes the ninth verse of Psalm 118. After we have finished talking about this verse, we will have completed 5% approximately of the psalm. And this is not circular reasoning. It might appear to be circular to people without faith, because after all, it is saying, how can you correct your way? Well, by keeping God's words. It's, some people would think it's like, how do you stop eating pie? By not eating pie. This is not the same reason, because this is a process. The psalmist is describing the process of perfection, and it takes time. There is no substitute for keeping God's law. With keeping God's law, our way changes and becomes corrected, and eventually it becomes perfected. So if we struggle to keep the commandments, grace is attracted to us. There is an idea, a pagan idea, a very fond idea that many people in the world are fond of, called the law of attraction. Not speaking of that. The law of attraction is that you think about something enough, it'll happen. Or if you get a bunch of people in a football stadium thinking about world peace, it'll occur. Or that if you're good to people, people will be good to you. Those are worldly ways to look at things. The spiritual way is that if we are struggling to keep God's commandments, He will help us to keep them. If we do not struggle to keep His commandments, He will not help us. Now, a young man has troubles aplenty. Or a young woman, or a middle-aged, or old man, for that matter, because we're easily inclined to sin, but especially so in youth. And so how does one struggle against sin when in youth? By having a plan. And this plan is that what is most important is to keep the words of God. This is a strategy that you must follow. If you keep the words of God, or even if you struggle to keep the words of God, then God will help you and you will be changed. This is very critical. And when we read this verse, we should think, there's so much that we do not do. But the things that we do accomplish make us capable of accomplishing more. That's very important to understand. Now, this verse, the person who says it, meaning us, must understand what it is that has to be corrected. If you don't know what needs to be corrected, how are you going to correct it? The problem in our world today is that many people don't know what's wrong with them. In fact, I would say everybody doesn't know perfectly what's wrong with them. But as a confessor, I tell you, there are people, many people, that barely understand the principles of pious living. They don't understand that it's a sin to be narcissistic or selfish or lustful or lazy. It doesn't occur to them that these things are our character defects. There's other things that we don't know. Perhaps you know that all those things are bad. Whether you do them or not is not material right now. Do you know they're bad? If you know they're bad, then what about the other things that you do that you don't know are bad? Because this verse is speaking of all the ways of the Lord. How do you correct your way? By making your way like the Lord's way in everything, to love unconditionally, to never be self-centered, to pray without ceasing, to have the compassion of God. So there are many things that are missing from our character. Do we know them all? No. How are you going to know them? Well, you're going to know them by divine grace revealing them to you. And divine grace will only visit those who are struggling to follow the commandments. If you're not struggling to follow the commandments, grace will not visit you, and you won't be enlightened. And so we will learn about ourselves by struggling to follow the commandments. And God will help us. We must, again, I must stress to you that we must be researchers. We must be miners. We must be searchers for truth. Not just the truth of who God is, but who we are. So that we know what's wrong with us. And you search for the truth first and foremost by desiring it above all things. And then there are practical ways you search for the truth. You search for the truth by prayer, by fasting, by reading the Gospels, the Psalter, by almsgiving, by attendance in the church. Really, if you don't have a good reason to not go to church, and you don't go, that was a waste. And that's a way of not finding out who you are. We have to use all the things that are available to us so that we can find out what's wrong with us. And God will help us. This verse is telling us that grace will, like a bee, be attracted to us. If there is nectar in our lives, if there is sweetness because of desire to follow the commandments and some following of the commandments, then God will enlighten us and strengthen us, and we will follow more commandments, and we will mount up like eagles. Can't be done otherwise. Christianity is not something that we do passively. Christianity is something that we do violently, since the kingdom of heaven is being won by violence. You must do violence against your sins. You must be violent, do violence against the person you are and the person you think you are. It would be best if you know who you are, that your vision of who you are is a true vision, that you know that you're a sinner, and also that God has helped you in some things perhaps not to sin anymore, but only by his grace, and you know that you could go back to that sin in a heartbeat. Remember the story of St. Mary of Egypt? She lived an exalted, angelic life. She prayed above the ground. She didn't eat. She was an angel in the flesh. And yet, when Abba Zosimus wanted to know her life, she said that she was reminded of these terrible things and was afraid, because she knew that only by God's grace was she where she was. That's how we should be. So she was a person who needed to correct her way. And she did, by keeping his words. If you know her life, it took her 17 years before she was free of lustful thoughts, suggestions, desiring to eat fish and meat and wine and sing songs and be, as she called, euphemistically, be in embraces. 17 years. And then this verse was completely fulfilled in her. So it can be with us as well. Wherewithal shall a young man correct his way? By keeping thy words. Let this be your plan. It is a plan. It is a workable solution. Because if you struggle to keep God's commandments, God will help you to keep them. And you will change. And you will become perfect. And that's the purpose of your life. There are no shortcuts. You must struggle to follow the commandments if you dare to call yourself a Christian. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.